What's good about it? It all began around 1963, when hackers used their skills to make free phone calls. By the mid-80s, an analogy was being drawn between computing and AIDS research to explain the manner in which digital data flows and the trust issues that come with it. By the 90s, the term cryptovirology was being used to describe how viruses could be used to extort money. Many of the early scientists who worked on the technology were in a small social bubble of networks who were obsessed with frictionless communication. Oblivious to or unconcerned about the idea that such networks would one day be abused. Any form of password protection was lazy at best, and it took a long time for the integrity of computer systems to be taken seriously. Many systems could be hacked through a form of social engineering, befriending an employee who unwittingly gave away access details. All computer systems offer an entry point for curious or malicious outsiders, and the cards are stacked against preventing them getting access. In this respect, cybercrime often has an offline dimension. It is the shadowy twin of the tech elite, with the hacking community split down the middle. IT professionals and illicit hackers are cut from the same cloth. Bitcoin became the currency of choice in this world, and came of age when Bitcoin ATMs started appearing in US cities in 2013. Perhaps surprisingly to the layperson, many gangs follow modern business models to run their operations. Software as a service is particularly popular, and the criminals frequently interact in a very helpful way to make sure their victims are guided through the processes needed to decrypt their data and pay the ransom. Insurers and governments have been at loggerheads over who should bear the cost of ransom war. Some have argued that a ransom attack is tantamount to an act of war, and should therefore be treated as such in insurance terms. A form of ransomware dashboard needs four sections: penalties, openness, resilience, and ransom payments. Probabilities can then be adjusted to decide on and enact the most appropriate response. What you have to watch? Not much. This is a highly informative review of the murky world of cybercrime and will be of great interest to those of us who know little about it.